So in this lesson, you're going to learn how to say, I understand. Actually, we've already introduced the verb to understand, right?
そうです。わかります is affirmative and negative is わかりません。
I don't understand. And what we're going to introduce here is the がわかります sentence pattern. Okay, the object that you understand is marked by the particle が。
日本語がわかります。
I understand Japanese.
中国語がわかります。
I understand Chinese. And if you're Japanese or Chinese is at a newbie level, you might want to say, I understand Japanese a little.
In that case, you can use the word ちょっと。ちょっと日本語がわかります。Or 日本語がちょっとわかります。
I understand Japanese just a little. Of course, the negative form is
わかりません。
How do you say I don't understand Japanese?
日本語がわかりません。
How do you ask, do you understand Japanese?
日本語がわかりますか?
Do you understand English?
English in Japanese is 英語。So, 英語がわかりますか?
And how do you just say, do you understand?
わかりますか?
Could be about anything.
はい。
Alright, our second grammar point is
難しかったです。
It was difficult.
And 難しくなかったです。
It wasn't difficult. 難しい means difficult. The conjugation of adjectives into past tense form is all explained in this lesson's PDF, so check it out on JapanesePod101.com. In the dialogue, we have
日本語は難しかったですか?
Was Japanese difficult?
And 漢字は難しくなかったです。
漢字 wasn't difficult.
Yeah, since Liu is Chinese.
Right, he has a leg up on everybody who's not Chinese. Or Korean.
Eric-san, どうですか? How about you, Eric? When you studied Japanese, 何が難しかったですか? What was difficult for you?
やっぱり漢字が難しかったですね。
ああ、そうですか。
はい。漢字 was difficult.
When I studied English, 発音と文法が難しかったです。